Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Panache Desai is a best-selling author. He is a renowned spiritual leader. He is a meditation coach and expert. His newest book is You Are Enough, Revealing the Soul to Discover Your Power, Potential, and Possibility. Welcome to the show, Panache.
Thanks for having me on. It's a joy to be with you.
Yeah, excited to have you on. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, more about your work, and what motivated you to put pen to paper for the new book.
Well, I think I'll give you the latest version of events. So, you know, we've been together as a community now for about 1,668 days doing a totally free meditation via a Zoom link called Call to Calm. The genesis of it came about during the pandemic, and it was really just a wonderful way to connect people together. And the book, You Are Enough, actually came out 2 days before the world shut down, became a national bestseller. And I was scheduled to be on a 60-city book tour, and came home, canceled the tour, and for obvious reasons, and then got to a place where it's like, okay, what do I want to offer the world now? And this daily morning meditation came into being, and You Are Enough is really the genesis and the foundation of a lot of what we cover, because I think that we're living in this pandemic of not enoughness, and that everyone is kind of bumping up against the boundaries of what they've been led to believe are kind of the finality of what we're supposed to have in order to find some fulfillment and joy. And they're finding that they're left wanting, that it's not in the success, it's not even in the enlightenment or the spiritual pursuit, that actually it's just about very simply with a sense of openness and curiosity, turning and facing who we are as human beings and embracing ourselves with love. And for me personally, this has very much been my own journey through a series of life events and circumstances. And this is kind of where we are now. And so You Are Enough has become an entry point into about 2,000 people every day from all over the world getting together and exploring what it means to truly be a human being and to live this life.
Well, that is incredible. And timing is everything. I mean, 60-city book tour, everything's getting ready to go. And then all of a sudden, it's not anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, it was actually the best thing, because in so many ways, it's like we have a plan or an idea about how life is supposed to unfold and what's supposed to happen. And, you know, the blessing is that things that just organically arise that you could never plan for end up being the best avenue of contribution you could ever want, right? And for me, really the genesis of all of this was in 2015. I had my second set of twins. My daughter Celeste was diagnosed with a congenital heart defect and wasn't even supposed to make it through the pregnancy, made it through the pregnancy. Then they basically just said, hey, you know what? She's probably going to end up in palliative care. You know, the chances of her making it are slim to none. And so we went on this kind of 18-month medical journey. And for me, through five open heart surgeries, she flatlined for 8 minutes, 9 minutes during one of her procedures, and then subsequently had a heart transplant when she was 18 months old. She's 11 now and wow, a cheerleader and flourishing. So it's a miracle that she's even here. But during that time, I had one friend who called me every day. And when the pandemic happened and the world shut down, I'm like, listen, I don't care if nobody comes. I just want to go live. I want to be there. I need to be that person for people because I know how much of a difference it made for me. And so that's how everything kind of came into being. And so, of course, the book comes out. Everything happens. We pivot. And next thing, I'm just like, listen, I just want to be available for people. And 1,668 days later, we're still here. And people still love it. They still come. And I'm very grateful for that. You know, it's wonderful to be able to just help people realize that they don't have to be all of these things that they've been told they have to be. That they can really just truly accept who they are and turn and face themselves with love. So it's been a privilege to be able to do that.
Well, that's an incredible story. I'm a father to three children, 9, 6, and 3. And the idea of having twins before I had kids seemed like a nice idea. Then I had kids and I realized how hard that would be. So to have two sets, kudos to you.
Which is exactly why I do the meditation every morning. Now you know.
That makes absolutely perfect sense. Everything that you've done makes perfect sense. And oh my goodness, going through all that with your daughter, an incredibly horrible experience, but I'm so glad to hear that she's thriving, and it put you in a position to recognize how wonderful it was to have somebody who was showing up for you, and now you've been able to do that for well over 1,000 days. So I think that's incredible, and just being there and being available for others is such a powerful thing, and going through the pandemic and all that. Right. You don't have to be everything that you've been told that you need to be or that you should be.
Yeah.
We've certainly been told that we're supposed to be a lot of things.
Yeah, I know. And that's why we're suffering. And that's why we're addicted and miserable and depressed and anxious, because, you know, we're constantly trying to live up to some image or some facade that's totally unsustainable, you know. And even in spirituality, you know, I obviously grew up in an Indian household, and every kind of framework that I had for that was monk, guru, a renunciant, people who'd walked away from the world, living some illusion of a perfect life. You know, the blessing of being Indian is that, you know, you've got 5,000 years of witnessing it, and you very quickly realize that even the people that are allegedly living a perfect life are not, thank God, and that this is really about our own personal relationship with whatever we call that infinite mystery. And where everyone's focusing on spirituality, George, I think for me the greatest blessing is that I realize that we don't have a problem at the spiritual level at all. We're really just bumping up against our humanity. And what we need to do is turn and face our humanity, because our humanity is really a doorway or a gateway into a greater experience of why we're here, right? It's almost like a portal or a doorway into the soul, into the light, into the love, into the present, into all of these things that we know we are. So what's been happening is people have been trying to become enlightened or become successful in order to mitigate their suffering. But all the while, they've put it outside of themselves, and they're suffering. And no matter how much they do it, there's not enough of it that they can do, because fundamentally, it was never about anything other than just being who they are. And so it's been a blessing to be able to kind of free people of the shackles of self-help and personal development and spiritual development, and just really help them realize that, hey, I'm a human being. I'm going through everything just like the rest of you are, you know, and that's the gift. And actually, the more we come into the acceptance of being a human being, the more we open up to this hidden dimension of our humanity, this more transcendent part of us. But that's not something that we have to do something or become perfect or pure enough to experience. That's always there. The only person that was powerful enough to exclude us from that experience was us. You know, we were denying ourselves, right? And as with all things, like, we've been denying ourselves our own abundance. We've been denying ourselves our own fulfillment. We've been denying ourselves our own intuition and guidance. We've been denying ourselves everything. And we've been using our humanity as the avenue or the medium to do that. And so it's really been a blessing to just say, hey, you know what? Let's not be spiritual. Let's not be successful. Let's not be any of those things. And if you are those things, wonderful. But let's be human. Let's have a certain amount of transparency around being a human being, and a certain level of vulnerability around that human experience. And let's take all of these parts of our humanity along with us, because the good news is they're not going away. At some point, we have to make peace with ourselves the way we are. And we really have to realize this, George. And in the book, you know, I think one of the most kind of poignant kind of premises is that you'll never be good enough for other people. But at some point, you finally have to be good enough for yourself. You know, like, we at some point, we finally have to be enough for who we are. We finally have to make peace with who we are and get off the incessant treadmill and hamster wheel of just fixing, healing, changing, improving, and understanding, which is just really another way of perpetuating the imperfection and distracting ourselves from the completion that's already inherently present within us all.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Well, that is a lot right there. And everything that you said makes sense to me. I'm taking furious notes and trying to have it all click in my head. So success itself, it's a dangerous word that's been created, and I've been instructed that I'm to pursue it.
Yeah. And it's terrible. And the thing is that most people aren't willing to be honest about it, because they're in a prison of their own making. So they don't have the vulnerability and the courage to say, hey, guess what, guys? I've checked off everything on my list. I've accomplished every material avenue that I'm supposed to, and I'm still lonely and miserable. You know, and really, if more people did that, it would be great. But the problem with success is, right, and especially as it relates to money or fame or fortune, is that because we're so hypnotized, brainwashed, and bamboozled into believing that it's the answer, because we have a system that flourishes on people continuing to hang their hopes on that dream of making it, that until you actually have made it to whatever degree, whatever that means, you can't be freed of the illusion of it. You know, I know for me, in going through everything with my daughter Celeste, it didn't matter who I was. It didn't matter what I had. It didn't matter where I lived. It didn't matter how much of a difference I'd made in the lives of others. None of that made one iota of a difference. I was a father. My heart was breaking into a million pieces. I was confronted by the absolute powerlessness of the situation, and I had to welcome it. While everything around me was falling apart, I realized that the powerlessness that I was experiencing was actually the gift and the blessing and an entry point into something far greater. And I feel like we're living at a point now in human history where people are beginning to exhaust all of these external possibilities and outcomes. And they're beginning now to settle into this truth that they themselves are the guru, the teacher, the author, the answer, the healer, the mystic. They themselves are the source of the love, the abundance, whatever it is. That we're coming into this age of self-empowerment or personal empowerment. And we're coming into that age through direct self-revelation, because people are now realizing, well, wait a minute. I'm not these emotions. I'm not the thoughts. I'm not the body. All of these things are impermanent. They have a shelf life. Who I really am is eternal, immortal, and transcendent, never-ending. And so the more I know myself as that truth, the more I accept who I am as a human being, the less I'm engaging in all this spiritual bypassing and all this avoiding, and the more I am just willing to meet my human experience with compassion, empathy, and love, and deliver into the world the authentic experience of who I've come here to be. And I feel like that's where we're at, you know. This whole platform of You Are Enough right now has become very mainstream. We've got, you know, Blake Murkowski is the most famous manifestation of this, where he's kind of talking about being enough and his own struggle with suicide and depression and in the height of all of the success. And so people are actually now voicing it with vulnerability, you know, and saying, hey, guys, this is not all it's cracked up to be. But you can't look to the illusion for the truth. You have to look to the part of you that never changes in order to connect to the truth and be that and embody that and anchor that in the midst of it all and live from that place.
Did you say the illusion of the truth?
You can't look to the illusion for the truth. So, and the illusion is quantified as that which changes. So, for example, emotions, feelings, mind, body, name, identity, material possession, circumstance, all of this is impermanence. It all has a beginning and an end. But there's some part of us that's beyond all of that that never changes. What's that? Well, it depends on what you believe in. If you're religious, that's God. If you're spiritual, that's the divine. If you have a belief in some higher organizing principle, it's love. It doesn't matter what you call it, right? It's that there is some greater, deeper truth beyond what we're allowing ourselves to experience on this material level, where we're just hyper-consumed with emotions or feelings or the mind or the body or whatever. In fact, what's happened is that this focus on spirituality, especially in terms of energy, vibration, and frequency, has become very myopic. Because now you've become micro-judgmental. So, for example, if you have an emotion, now you're invalidating yourself for having an emotion. If you have a feeling, now you're invalidating yourself for having a feeling. If you have a thought, now you're invalidating yourself for having a thought. If you're going through something in your body, all of a sudden now you're disqualifying yourself from the fullness and completion that you are. But once you realize that who you really are has nothing to do with any of these things, and it's the constant that never changes, then you can go through all of these things in life with some modicum of grace and ease. And you're not constantly trying to solve the problem of life. Instead, you're just living the experience of life and welcoming everything that's happening as a part of the experience. And you go from like a fragmented way of being into a very inclusive, holistic way of being as it relates to yourself and your life.
Is that hard?
It's as hard as you allow it to be or you make it. If you're fundamentally lost in the brainwashing that you're broken and there's no hope for you, then it's extremely hard. But the more you start accepting and embracing yourself and realizing, wait a minute, I am this way. I've always been this way. I'm going to continue to be this way. And the more you get into this place of accepting and embracing, because really for me, the commitment, the consistency and the repetition is what's made the biggest difference. You know, 1,668 days of people loving and accepting themselves compounds over time. Why? Because it takes a while for us to finally get to a place where we realize that actually, no, the person that we have to accept is ourselves. The person that we have to love and be compassionate with is ourselves, who we really are, right? And so sometimes that can take a minute. But the blessing is, I'm here every day. come to the meditation, come to the monologue, you know, and come and be empowered in yourself, you know, for the first time ever. Not a teaching, not a technique, not another person, but who you really are. And that's what needs to happen now.
Accepting and embracing compassion, empathy, and love. Because what if I'm not happy? What if I don't like this person? It's...
Well, that's especially more reason to do that, right? I feel like the reason why you have a hard time being you is because you've been looking for love from people who don't love themselves. And because they fundamentally judged and validated themselves and they weren't enough for themselves, well, then they hypnotized, bamboozled, and brainwashed you into believing that you were unlovable or there was something wrong with you. So actually the truth is, you really don't have a problem being you. You're just living through other people's interpretations of yourself. After a while, you have to start to realize that you've got what it takes to begin to cultivate a loving relationship with who you are. And it's important that we realize that we're not going to like every aspect of ourselves, but it's okay to accept the fact that we don't like it. We can still make peace with it, right? And if we want to live in a sustainable state of connection, then what we have to do is really embrace who we are at the level of our humanity. Because otherwise, we're just ping-ponging or yo-yoing between different states. You know, most people meditate or go on spiritual journeys or engage in spiritual practices to escape through some form of transcendence. But then they can't sustain that state because every time they're reacquainted with a part of their humanity, they make themselves wrong and they invalidate who they are. But if we're both the transcendent and the human being, then we can have this experience called embodied transcendence. Embodied transcendence is we're totally available for life, we're totally present in the human experience, we're going through everything we're going through, and yet at the same time, we're the part of ourselves that's beyond it. That's just the witness of it, that's just observing it, that's already free of it all, that doesn't die, that was never born. That's the eternal truth of ourselves.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
How did you figure this out again?
I was born this way. and you know, I spent my whole life, you know, walking around the planet, you know, wondering why people didn't love themselves, why they didn't accept themselves, why everyone was trying so hard to be somebody other than who they are, why everyone's just surviving everything, you know, and it's nobody's fault. You know, if you're constantly bombarded with the narrative every day that you're not safe and you're not enough, then that's exactly how you're going to be. You're going to scratch and claw and survive in any way that you can. But once you begin to realize, whoa, wait a minute, the same light that's in me is the same light that's present in everyone and everything. The same love that's in me is the same love that's present in everyone and everything. Well, then you don't have a choice but to love everybody else. Because now all of a sudden everyone is an extension of you. And also, when I mean humanity, I mean the totality of what it means to be human. I'm not cherry picking the definition of human here. So if you're going to accept being a human being, then you have to accept the brutal and the barbaric, as well as the benevolent and the beautiful. You can't sidestep any aspect of the human expression. Because if you do that, you're deluded. You're basically denying yourself access to the wholeness of who you are. Because we're all of it. Every human being is all of it. In any given moment, we're all of it. Right? And we have to open our hearts to the totality of it. So much so that we're at peace in the midst of it all, no matter what. And even then, you're going to get upset, you're going to be sad, you're going to be afraid, you're going to not like things, you're going to go through things. But as soon as you come back to your breath, you come back to a place of equanimity, of harmony, of peace. And you'll be able to live from that place.
Really powerful. We are all of it. The good, the bad, the ugly, the beautiful, all of it. Every one of us.
Thank God.
And thank God.
How boring would it be if we weren't, right?
Exactly. Why is everybody just trying to fit in, Dinesh?
Exactly. Well, and I think that, you know, the biggest thing too is, right, that, you know, at the deepest level, we have belonging because we're all the soul. We're all the same light, love, and presence. So we already do fit in. It's just that we're negating that belonging perpetually at the level of our humanity.
It's so interesting that we all want to belong. Think human beings have a desire for belonging. Is that a real thing, or is that programming?
I think somewhat it's the illusion that in nature and certain animals in nature find safety through belonging. So I think human beings are living in the illusion that if we hang out with people that look like us and pray like us and eat like us and speak like us, then we're safe. But what we're forgetting is that to be human is more than just your local construct or local idea around humanity. That we're actually a planet full of people that look differently, pray differently, live differently. And so if we find safety just through this small huddling together of people who are the same, then we're missing the greater blessing of being a part of a species where there's diversity. And so for me, it's like, really, I want to feel safe and at ease amongst all of my fellow human beings, not just the human beings that look like me, talk like me, pray like me, vote like me, whatever. Like, you know, there's no safety in that for me. And that's the illusion of safety, right? So we also have to expand our definition. But also the truth is that if we're finding belonging in people who are in pain or in suffering, then naturally we're going to mimic their behaviors and their ways of being. So for example, if the collective kind of consensus in the family dynamic is victimhood, and you think that there's safety in belonging to the family because you look like them, that's probably about where it ends for most people, but at least you have that going for you, right? Moderately look like them. But then you have to take on all of the characteristics, the addictive patterns, the unconscious habits, patterns, and behaviors, the emotional patterns, the reactivity, everything else, right? So actually there's safety in being an individual, but also recognizing that individual is part of a broader collective. And that's where the safety comes from.
The idea of contentment, is that something that you agree with? How does it fit in, if at all?
I personally love it. You know, I love this feeling of fulfillment or contentment. For me, it's just, I feel peaceful. I think we have to redefine success to equal peace. Because I've met too many people who are successful who are the antithesis of peaceful. You know, it's like, listen, this is really not helping you. You know, like, we've got to get you to a place where you can finally make peace with yourself so you can enjoy your life. So I think we've got to redefine everything around a feeling tonality, you know, of peace. And really help us recognize that actually, maybe it's about being peaceful. And maybe we're in that state of peace. And I use that word on purpose because really what we are is beyond language. But peace is really a good entry point linguistically into an experience that I cannot articulate in words, right? So peace is a good foundation. And if success equals peace, then you can build your whole life around that, right? You just make everything peaceful, you know? And the illusion is that you can't be peaceful and generate exponentially. But actually, if you want to generate exponentially, the only way that you can do that is to be at peace. So many people build companies and businesses and, you know, and everything based on this foundation of pain and or the avoidance of pain, and it always crumbles around them. You know, they can never sustain it. It comes tumbling down as fast as it goes up because they built the whole thing on quicksand. So the only way to have it be sustainable is to be at peace and to operate from that place of peace. And so if we all of a sudden start to look at it in that terms, or start to use that as an entry point into a deeper experience, well, now we're pulling on a thread that kind of takes us in a direction that's back to ourselves.
I have a bit of a hard time believing that there's anything that you cannot articulate in words. So, but I will take your word for it.
There's a lot we can't articulate in words.
For sure. I'm working to pay you a compliment. So,
I know. Thank you.
Panache, thank you for all of this. Thank you for coming on. Thank you for your work. Thank you for your consistency. Thank you for your leadership. Where can people learn more? How can they join the meditation? Where can they get their copy of You Are Enough? And where do we find all things Panache?
I think the best place to start is probably the website, because I can't keep up with everything anymore. It's just panachedesai.com. It's PanacheDesai.com. If I'm not mistaken, the book's available on Amazon and all booksellers nationally, globally. So check it out if it resonates with you. I actually narrated the audio version. So in the event that you're an audiobook person, it's actually me speaking to you. So if that sounds good, do that. But just know this, please. You're not broken. You don't need to be fixed. You don't need to be healed. You don't need to be changed. You don't need to be improved. You're actually adorable. And every part of you is lovable. And at some point, it's time to make peace with that. And it's time to make peace with the human being that you are, so that you really can be at peace with yourself and really enjoy this wonderful thing called being human forever you're blessed enough to be here for. If that sounds like a great idea, come to Called Calm, absolutely free. And come and experience yourself. Come and experience the truth of who you are beyond all of this.
It's time. I love it. Yeah. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Panache your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to panachedesai.com, PanacheDesai.com. Check out everything that we've been talking about today and so much more. Pick up your copy of You Are Enough on Amazon or wherever you buy your books. We'll certainly link all those in the notes of the show, as well as where you can find the meditation community also. Thanks again, Panache.
Thanks for having me on. It's been a joy.
Until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.